Hey, this is Monica, and you're listening to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. Welcome to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. I'm your host, Monica Byron. I am here to help you become the best you that you can be. I will be giving you tips on how to improve your life through a positive mindset and through fitness. Now let's dive into today's episode. Are you tired of dieting and not getting results that you want? Are you confused about what healthy eating actually means? Are you tired of Googling and looking at Pinterest for healthy meal options and recipes? I would have said yes with a capital Y-E-S to all of those things in the past. Actually, to be honest, I probably wouldn't have admitted that I had any trouble with those things because I thought that I knew what I was doing. I thought that eating as little amount as possible was the only thing that was going to make me lose weight. I struggled for so many years on what I like to call the diet roller coaster. I didn't understand what nutrients my body actually needed to thrive, and I just didn't know what I was doing. And I have had so many women reach out to me and message me just asking for help and what they should do when it comes to their nutrition and simply the question, what should I be eating? So I created my Understanding Nutrition ebook. With this ebook, you'll learn the basics of nutrition, why your body needs protein, carbs, and fats, how to live a healthy lifestyle without dieting, how to overcome things like the craziness of the weekends and the holidays, and how not to view food as a bad thing, and how not to feel ashamed for eating foods when you actually need to eat foods. You need to eat all of these things in order to have a healthy body. And included in this ebook are my top 10 recipes that I used all the time. So head on over to the link in my bio on Instagram at Monica Rose Byron to get your copy today. It's seriously less than a couple of Starbucks orders. So head on over to my Instagram page, click the link in my bio, and get your copy today. Start living a healthier version of you. Welcome back to another episode of the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. I am so thankful that you're here today, and I think that you are doing yourself a good service, a good thing right now if you are listening to this when this airs in March of 2020, when we are going through this awful, awful coronavirus pandemic and we are all dealing with this negativity and this anxiety and possibly depression. The best thing you can do for yourself right now is to grab onto anything positive. And that's why I'm recording this episode. I, just like you, have had moments where I am scared, I'm anxious, I want to break down. I just don't know what's going to happen. And if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, episode 79, that was an interview with Dr. Chuback, I definitely recommend you listen to that after you listen to this episode, because that episode was amazing. He gave absolute gold, and he spread so many amazing thoughts and ideas about our mind and how our brain works and the importance of seeking out positive things in life. So that's another great episode for you to get your hands on and to listen to get you through this time. And I wanted to record another episode about staying positive throughout this terrible time in our lives. And my hope as I'm recording this is that by the time this airs, we actually are somewhat getting back to a normal life. But as I'm recording this, we don't know what the next hour or the next day or the next week is going to bring. That's just where we are at. That is the truth. most of us right now are quarantined, basically to our home and practicing social distancing. And there's a lot of negativity going on in the world right now. And it can seem like, you know, we're all doomed, that there's no way to be positive because of all the unknown and the lack of clarity and just the lack of knowing what's going on and what our future holds. And we are all worried and stressed about a million things. And it's all different for every single one of us. For all of our families, we have different worries and different stressors. And I am not making light of that at all. The purpose of this podcast is just to give you some ideas, give you some tips, some things that I have personally been doing over the past week to stay as positive as I can throughout all of this, for lack of a better term, mess. So one of the first things that I've done is to keep my routine as normal as possible. Now, again, all of us are facing different things right now, different stressors. Some of us are home every single day from work. Some of us have children home with us. Some of us are sick ourselves. Some of us have family members who are sick. Some of us don't have a job right now. And there is just a lot, you know, that with, like I said just a second ago, that we're all dealing with. But like I said, I'm trying to keep my routine as normal as possible. So personally, for me, and I know this might not look like your life or, you know, your normal life, your normal routine, but this is, you know, from my experience. So usually if you follow me on Instagram, you know that every morning I get up at 4:40, I do a journal, and then I head off to the gym and I do a little walk and talk on my Instagram stories on my way to the gym every morning. That has obviously changed for me because at my complex, our gym is closed, our pool is closed, all of our amenities are closed. So I used to, the ironic part is, all of my life up until almost a year ago, I worked out at night. I worked out after work. I said I was not a morning person. I didn't understand morning people. I did not understand how people got up early and got a workout in. But last year, I actually, my soon-to-be in-laws were in town for the week, and we were going to do dinners, you know, after work. So my choice at that time was to either get up and go to the gym before work started or go real late at night after we had dinner and hung out. So for that week, I decided to go in the morning. And I actually really, really, really liked how I felt throughout the day, how I felt throughout the morning. I had more energy all day. I had to change my bedtime. Obviously, I had to go to bed that much earlier. But so at that time, I did it for another week, and I really liked it. So I became a morning workout person. So it's just part of who I am now. My energy is much better when I work out in the morning. So I really, really, really wanted to try to keep that as normal as possible during this uncertain time. And that is difficult without having a gym to go to. And when I usually wake up, it's dark out, you know. And I also get terrible, terrible shin splints. So running on, you know, the road or the sidewalk isn't so much an option for me unless I want to go through that pain, and I really don't. So, you know, there's been some challenges, and I did start getting up around the same time that I was getting up to go to the gym before in the mornings. And I still do my journal and I drink my pre-workout, and I either will go right outside, right down stairs because we live like on a second floor of our apartment complex. So I'll go downstairs. There's a little sidewalk area there and some grass. And there's a ton of light actually from the street lights right there at that particular spot. So I might, you know, run up and down the stairs a few times. And luckily I do have, you know, some weights at home, some bands, some things like that, that you can actually get a great workout in. So I've been doing that, or I will come in the living room and be as quiet as possible, you know, put my headphones in, and lift some weights. So that's one way that I have kept things as normal as possible, trying to keep my energy as high as possible. Just keeping that normalcy for me, for myself. And that's just my routine, like I just explained. Now, you might be someone who exercises at night. And so I would suggest to try whatever you can, whether that's just going for a walk, doing something outside, doing an at-home workout during this time. Those are great alternatives as well. But the point being is to keep your routine as normal as possible to how it was before all of this mess. Now another thing that I have been doing, and this may seem like an odd one, but I am someone who, like, all day at work, I basically listen to podcasts. I used to listen to music all the time. Now I listen to podcasts a lot. But this past week when it's been, more difficult, I have been listening to music that might just bring me up, keep me in a better mood, kind of pump me up, give me some energy, just songs that I know that I like, artists that I know that I like and enjoy, can put a smile on my face, instead of podcasts. Because for me, when I'm listening to podcasts, sometimes I'm thinking of all these things in life that I should be doing, or, you know, sometimes comparing myself depending on the kind of podcast, or just listening to so much education and thinking. And, you know, at this time, specifically for me, I don't think that my mind needs all of that. So it's kind of just been more mindless music for me, honestly, instead of inviting all of these other, you know, thoughts and downloads, if you want to call it, in your own brain, and listening to other people. I just, for me, like I said, personally, music has been better for me mentally. So that's just one thing. And to go back to more of a routine is I would suggest, if you are a parent or have a child in your life that is home from school still, I suggest making a schedule if you haven't. This can help everyone in most situations. I know there are, you know, some out there that work better, their family dynamic works better with letting the children decide and choose, and maybe they are better behaved that way. But my soon-to-be stepson, he is much better. He works better on a schedule and knowing what's going on and knowing what's happening. So just knowing that as him as a person, he was much better after, you know, the first few days. It was kind of a free for all, for lack of better words, in our office. He, you know, we tried to do some educational things here and there, and there was some YouTube, some here and there, and everything. But once I made him a schedule that he was able to look at and to stay on track with, and, you know, it included his different snack times, his lunch times, his YouTube time, and his different learning times, because they have to do certain things for school, you know, for their education and learning. So it just kept him on track more. And I think it felt better for him knowing, you know, that there's a plan, that he is doing things, again, this is different for all kids and for all families and all situations, but for him and for me as well, it just worked better, because obviously I have to get work done too at work. So, making a schedule really helped us. The other thing is to just get off social media as much as possible, and to look for things that are positive, that you can choose and know that they are going to be positive. So if you clicked on this podcast, you're already one step there. You're already doing that. And like I said, whether that be reading a positive book or listening to upbeat music or talking to a friend who is particularly positive, or that you, you just always feel better when you get off the phone with them, you know, maybe it's not the time to read a depressing, sad book. You know, I actually thought of that as I was downloading a new audiobook. Was what's something that isn't going to be any bit sad, you know? And it's just making those choices to hold on to anything that can be positive right now and put you in a good mood instead of worrying you more. And to go along with that is the decision not to sit there and scroll your news feeds. I know that when so for instance, obviously, like, the two most popular ones are Facebook and Instagram. I know that on Instagram, I follow many more positive people, and that when I go to my Instagram feed, it's going to be most of the time, it's going to be educational, because I do follow a lot of, you know, nurses, educators, nutritionists, things like that, or people like that, I should say, and positive accounts, people who are like myself trying to bring positive things into the world, just upbeat pages. And so I know that I'm going to get more positivity when I go to Instagram. Now, when I go to Facebook, it's obviously all walks of life and all different people, because I've had Facebook forever. And, you know, it's all the family, it's all the friends you grew up with and the friends' parents and the, you know, people that you barely know, that have friended you over the years, and so-and-so's cousins, husband's brother. You know how Facebook goes. And there's a lot more false information in articles and, you know, whether it's memes or people just stating their opinion. I know for me that clicking on Facebook is going to invite more anxiety and negativity into my life. And it's very easy, for myself included, to get sucked in, especially, you know, somebody has some alarming post, whether it's an article or their own thoughts, and then so many people are commenting and you get sucked in. And, you know, whether you agree with the person or you don't agree, or you get upset with a comment, whatever it may be, it's inviting all of these negative emotions. So personally, I'm trying to, as much as possible, completely stay off of Facebook. I am on there to spread positivity and things, but I guess I'm trying to limit my own scrolling, because you never know when those negative things are going to be popped up and you're going to get sucked in. Whether it's, you know, not listening to the news 24/7, it's good to know what's going on, but there's a difference of consuming 15 to 30 minutes a day compared to 15 hours a day. You know, so make that choice, whether it's social media apps or the news, to just shut it off and to stop scrolling and to spend this time with the people that you're quarantined with. And the last thing that I'll say that I have, actually two things. A big part is I am still trying to be as active as possible. Now, it's a little bit harder, obviously, because I am a person that loves going to the gym. And I know not everyone who is listening, and a lot of my family included, they don't have the beautiful weather that I am fortunate enough to have, as I live in Florida right now. So it's much harder to go outside. But that doesn't mean impossible. It may be harder, but it's not impossible. You can still exercise. There are so many things on YouTube. I know there are so many people in the world right now doing free workouts, free at-home workouts, and little challenges and things like that. And if you have kids, this is a great way to include them. And whether it's just doing jumping jacks, doing planks, doing push-ups, having little competitions, whatever it is. If you're able to go outside and go for a walk, go for a run, take your dogs out if you have dogs. Honestly, anything to get your body moving is helpful. Moving your body and exercising is not only good for you physically, it does wonders for your mindset. So if you are not currently focused on being active, I highly, highly, highly suggest that you include moving your body in one way or another at least 30 minutes a day, even more, because as we're confined to our homes most of the time, we're more likely to be sitting down or on the couch or in bed. So it's very, very, very important to, even if you're pacing around on the phone, is better than sitting down on the phone. So doing that and being as healthy as I can be. And again, I know if you don't have a pantry stocked and you haven't been able to go to the store, it can be much more difficult. But if you are able to go to the store, focus on getting some fruits and vegetables that you can eat within the next couple of days or a week before they go bad, and getting things like apples and bananas that stay good for a while and they aren't going to go bad in 3 days. And just really, really, really focusing on making those healthy choices and drinking all the water that you can. These are things that I suggest every single day for you to focus on, but especially now when you feel like you have no choice and it's so much easier to eat the chips and to order the pizza than ever before. So we really, really, really need to be conscious of what we're putting into our bodies, food and drink wise, during this time. And, even more importantly, to stay healthy. And as you eat those things and drink the water, you will just feel better naturally. You will just feel better than continuously day after day eating the chips and stuff like that that you just grab very quickly. So again, if you have the choice, if you have the means to do so, try to focus on getting your protein in and the fruits and the vegetables. I know that may not be an option for you at this point. Hopefully, like I said in the very beginning, when you're listening to this, hopefully most of this is over or about to be over. We can sort of get back to normal life, as we're all praying and hoping for. And the last thing that I am very, very, very focused on, and I am so thankful that I have my journaling routine down, and I have been doing it for over a year. I never knew what an impact it had on my life, and I couldn't imagine not having it at a time like this. So I still focus every single morning and every single night on my gratitude and my journaling, and even more than before, every single day I am constantly, and it may sound a little bit silly, but even myself earlier, I was sitting outside, I was reading a book and some birds were chirping, the sun was out, and I just took a second and I took a deep breath and I told myself how thankful I was to just be outside in the sun and hear the birds chirping. And I'm even more grateful for my amazing fiance and for my soon to be stepson. And I am taking every single minute, every single positive thing that happens, and I am just taking a second as they happen to actually be grateful and take a minute to just be in the moment and be thankful for those little things every single day that are happening and that are good in the world, instead of focusing on being scared and nervous and the uncertainty. So I hope that you can implement some of those things into your life if we are still going through that this time. I actually hope by the time this episode comes out, this episode is almost a waste because I hope that we are back to normal life. But if we aren't, use these tools to hopefully bring more positivity into your day. And all of these things honestly can be focused on in everyday normal life, but I think it's much more important even now to
really, really, really hone in and focus on these habits and being positive and looking for the positivity in our lives, just to simply get through this horrible time. So I hope that you are happy. I hope you are safe. I hope you are staying positive. And above all else, I hope you are staying healthy. I will catch you in the next episode.
If you have listened this far into this podcast, you finished the episode, I super, super, super appreciate you. So I want to give you a discount for my Understanding Nutrition ebook that I mentioned in the very beginning of this podcast episode. So as a thank you for listening to this episode, you can purchase my ebook through my Instagram, the link in my bio, like I explained before, and use the code HEALTHY10, that's capital H and the number 10, to give you 10% off of the ebook.
If you enjoyed this episode, can you please do me a favor and screenshot and put it up on your social media, tagging me so we can spread the word about the podcast? The only way we can spread the podcast, spread the positivity, is to let others know that it's out there. So you can do this by screenshotting the episode, putting it on your stories and social media. You can leave a review on iTunes. It's super fast, super easy, and even quicker, you can leave a quick rating of the podcast. I would super, super, super appreciate it. And this podcast can only grow because of you. And remember, positive looks good on you.